Well, good evening. Tonight we're continuing our study in the book of 1 Corinthians. We're going to be in chapter 7 tonight. I want to invite you to turn in your Bibles there. You may remember a couple of weeks ago we started studying 1 Corinthians 7. So many important subjects in this book, so many things that need to be discussed and talked about. 2 weeks ago we started talking about biblical principles of sex from 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 1 through 9. A lot of important things to discuss. Now tonight, we're going to begin studying verses 10 through 16. And we're talking about another very, very critical issue. We're talking about what the Word of God has to say about marriage, divorce, and remarriage. What the Bible says about marriage, divorce, and remarriage. Now, let me just remind you of something that we talked about a couple of weeks ago when we talked about how to interpret these verses in 1 Corinthians chapter 7. One of the things we said is that we've got to determine what kind of literature that we're studying. Now let me ask you, what is unique about 1 Corinthians chapter 7 that we need to keep in mind as we go to study these verses? What's unique about this chapter of Scripture? Margaret? That's right. Paul is writing some specific answers to some specific questions. Now, how do we know that that's true? That's right. It says so in verse 1 of chapter 7. Now concerning, things are changing. Now concerning the things about which you wrote unto me. And Margaret's exactly right. We've got to remember that as we think about the verses that we're now studying. Paul is giving specific answers to specific questions that he was already asked. And it would be wrong for us to draw too general of a conclusion from a specific answer to a specific question that Paul or that God never intended for us to draw. And this is true in any in studying any part of the Word of God, but it's especially true in 1 Corinthians chapter 7. We've got to be sure that we're studying the unity principle, that we're applying the unity principle, that we don't make anything or any interpretation of this particular chapter of Scripture fight other passages in the Word of God. The Word of God must agree, and we have to remember that as we go to these important passages from the Word of God. Now, the subject that we're talking about tonight is critical. So very critical. Statistics tell us that one out of every two marriages ends in divorce today. Now, I just want you to think about that for a minute. That means this, that any church like ours that wants to minister effectively is going to have to face the issue of what the Word of God says about divorce, remarriage, and marriage. Now, I think it's very, very, very unloving. Very unloving for a church or for an individual to come up with a position on these issues without very carefully and thoroughly studying what the Bible says about this. And there are some folks that have come up with positions that I think are unloving because they're not fair with the Word of God. Some folks treat this whole issue of divorce like it's the unpardonable sin of the church. Some churches would discuss or treat individuals who have gone through a divorce as if they're second-class citizens around the church. There's nothing they can ever do around, and that's a ditch over there. And I don't think it's being fair with the Word of God. Very unloving. I'm saying very unloving not to think about what the Word of God says about it before taking a position. Now, over here on the other side of the fence, the other spectrum would be this. Folks who have a very, very, very light view of marriage, a very, very, very light view of divorce, and a person can get divorced one week and remarry the next week, and he just keeps right on going in his service for the Lord. A very, very light view of this subject, and somewhere in the middle of all that is what the Word of God says about marriage and divorce and remarriage. Very, very important. Now, what I'd like to do first is just make three quick statements to try to guide our study on this subject. I think it's very important that we kind of lay out the buoys. Where are we trying to go and where are we not going to go? Where are we seeking to head in this particular study? One thing I need to say is this. My goal tonight and next week primarily is to study 1 Corinthians 7, 10 through 16, not everything that the Bible has to say about this subject. Now, we are going to be looking at some parallel passages tonight and next week. Principally, we're talking about these. Deuteronomy 24, Matthew 5, Matthew 19, and 1 Corinthians 7. Those are four of the critical passages on this subject, and we will be looking at all of them tonight and next week. But there are other passages on the subject, and we're not going to seek to look at every last one of them. This could easily, very easily, blossom into an eight-week study. That's really not our thrust. That's not our direction. If we did that with every subject that came up in the book of 1 Corinthians, we would never finish the book of 1 Corinthians. And it's not that we're in some kind of great rush, but in case you're keeping track, this is week 19 of our study in 1 Corinthians, and we're in chapter 7. So we want to see what these verses say and some of the principal parallel passages, but we're not going to look at every last thing that the Bible might say about this. Now, if you're still interested in doing some additional study after we've gone through these studies, Doc and Pastor did a seminar on this subject that's been 12 or 13 years ago now. But I read through this booklet this week, and it's just a tremendous resource guide on a very thorough discussion about divorce and remarriage. And so if there's still some questions in your mind, of course, you're welcome to talk to us about them. But if you'd like to do more study on your own, let me encourage you to see us. We can put some of these kind of things in your hands, or we can even recommend some additional books that you may want to study on the subject. So that's the first thing. Primarily, we're trying to study 1 Corinthians 7, not everything the Bible has to say on the subject. Secondly, I think we need to say this, and I think we need to say it right off the bat. There are folks who are godly folks in many ways who take a different position than we do on this particular issue. Is that all right to say that? You don't have a problem with me saying that, do you? Now, our church was very, very careful in studying through what the Bible says about this before our church ever took a position. Frankly, we believe we're right, and we believe we have a number of biblical reasons why we're right. We've got some convictions in that area, but I think we need to say this. There are literally dozens of possible positions that a person could take on the divorce and remarriage issue. And we recognize that there are people who are godly. There are people that God is using in a number of very good ways who may not see this issue exactly the way we do. Now, I'm just saying this. We've got strong convictions, and we can show you from the Word of God why we believe what we believe, and we intend to do that in the next 2 weeks. But this shouldn't be an issue that divides the brethren. We fellowship with a lot of folks who don't see this particular issue exactly the way we do. Of course, when we get to heaven, they'll see it the way we do, but you understand all about that. I think we need to say that. Thirdly, I want to say this. Our goal tonight and next week, after trying to understand specifically what the passage says and specifically what the passage means, our purpose is to find specific applications to each and every one of us. Whether you're married, whether you've been divorced, whether you're single, regardless of the life situation that you find yourself in, the purpose is to find specific applications to each and every one of us. And wouldn't it be a shame if we went through this whole study and we got caught up in some kind of theological or biblical dickering over a particular issue and we missed the opportunity for change and growth that is inherent in the principles? The bottom line is, regardless of the position that you would take on this particular subject, there are some principles in this passage that we would all agree about that are great opportunities for change and growth. So let's talk about what the principle or what the verses say and what the verses mean, but let's especially be looking for applications, things that the Bible clearly says about this subject that can help identify ways that we need to change and that we need to grow. Now, with that thought in mind, let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 7, beginning at verse 10. Paul says this, "And unto the married I command, yet not I, but the Lord. Let not the wife depart from her husband. But, and if she depart, let her remain unmarried, or be reconciled to her husband. Let not the husband put away his wife." Now Paul's going to change in verse 12. "To the rest." And we're going to talk about what that means in a minute. He's talking about now to believers who are married to unbelievers. Before he was talking about believers to believers. Now in verse 12, "But to the rest speak I, not the Lord. If any brother hath a wife that believeth not, and she be pleased to dwell with him, let him not put her away. And the woman," so he's going to turn it around again, verse 13, "the woman who has a husband that believes not, if he is pleased to dwell with her, let her not leave him." Why? Verse 14,